Chapter 1. Will, James, there's a package here for you. Will dropped the history book he was studying, leapt to his feet, and sprinted for the bedroom door. He hit the landing just ahead of his younger brother James, who was also racing for the stairs. The two boys barreled down the narrow staircase side by side, threatening to send each other tumbling as they raced towards their mother. She was standing by the front door, holding a mysterious-looking package that was tied up with thick string and covered in brightly coloured stamps and postmarks. "Looks like your aunt hasn't forgotten the promise she made," Will's mum said with a smile. The two boys were buzzing with excitement as their mother carefully opened the package on the kitchen table. Inside were two smaller packages wrapped in tissue paper, one labelled as a gift for James and the other for Will. The two brothers tore into their respective packages, eager to see what their aunt, a famous explorer and archaeologist, had sent them from her latest dig. "Cool!" James said as he unwrapped a clay figurine of a fierce warrior with a huge sword raised high above his head.
Interesting,
Will said, looking at the clay medallion that was inside his own package. In the centre of the medallion was a cube-shaped green stone with a bird above it, who seemed to be flying upside down. It was slightly odd-looking, and definitely not as cool as James's bloodthirsty figurine.
"Why don't you both go and find somewhere to display those in your rooms?" Will's mum said as she opened her laptop on the kitchen table.
"I've got work to do." James ran up the stairs ahead of Will, excitedly mimicking his snarling figurine's fearsome battle cry.
Will, it had to be said, was rather less excited by his gift.
He was certainly grateful to his aunt for thinking of him while she was exploring the jungle,
but he just wasn't that interested in ancient jewellery. Will went back into his room and shut the door, before sitting down on his bed to properly examine the roughly cut green gemstone in the centre of the medallion.
As he stared at it, the stone seemed to flicker for just the briefest moment, throwing out a faint light.
Will frowned slightly, looking more closely at the odd little rock, but it showed no more signs of life, and so he decided it must have been a trick of the light.
Will turned to the battered old teddy bear who was sitting at the end.